In the harsh, late-night glare of the Flying J truck stop in West Memphis, Arkansas, road-weary truck drivers slump around televisions and video games. Some phone home, some do laundry, others wait for a shower.
Shower number 796 is now ready. Shower number...
My name is Trail Hawthorne. I reside in Pedal, Mississippi. Once a week, I go to De Pere, Wisconsin, and take bananas north and bring cheese and butter south.
Trail Hawthorne has been trucking for 22 years. We sit down to talk about late-night driving, alone in the dark.
I'm sitting in the truck. I got my radio on. I got my CV going. I'm listening for anybody else out there. I'm looking for any other headlights, and I'm watching the weather. I got a lot of things that, you know, I'm concentrating on, trying to stay awake, and the radio helps. It's really bad when you're out there with nothing to entertain you and just what we call submarine, with nothing to listen to. That's bad. And you're getting ready to go to sleep, man.
That's when Trail Hawthorne and thousands of his trucking brethren will tune into the Dave Nemo Show. It's a late-night lifeline. There's country music and truck talk and coast-to-coast weather updates. As Hawthorne puts it, it's trucker-friendly.
From Cheyenne down to Orleans, New York to L.A., you're making that terrible diesel whine. Staring in the headlights until the break of dawn.
The Dave Nemo Show airs from midnight to 5 a.m. Central Time on Clear Channel 50,000 watt AM stations. Their signals pretty much blanket the country coast to coast.
You've always got a friend on your radio. Driving with Dave Nemo.
We've arranged to drive into Nashville to meet Dave Nemo. We're hitching a ride with trucker Robbie Tripp.
Well, here we go. Only thing you got to remember on these dudes is they're 70 feet long and they bend in the middle somewhere close to it anyway.
Robbie Tripp is driving a brand new, shiny, bright crimson Peterbilt, 40 tons worth of truck, half of it onions. Tripp is hauling 20 tons of chopped onions from California down to Georgia. It's midnight. The roads are clear. We've got the hammer down and Dave Nemo on the radio.
Well, it's about 9 minutes after the top of the hour. Motoring into Monday with the big trucks, and this is Dave Nemo. It is great to have you with us as we continue on down the line.
Robbie Tripp considers Dave Nemo a friend, even though they've never met. He's been listening to Nemo on the radio for more than 25 years, and the connection is strong.
I know that people call Dave and are just lonely. There are guys and ladies out there who are probably just tired and needs that little pick-me-up, and he's always there. He's like a guardian angel. I've seen times that I had another 100 miles to go, and I was tired, worn out. The weather was treacherous, and Dave would be there for us, and it's just like a beacon in the night.
Barbara with Earl Henderson Trucking is with us on the line. Where are you right now, Barbara?
Coming into Tulsa.
Ouch, okay.
That was one heck of a bump.
Wow.
Coming off the tollway.
Okay, sounds like you're more like you're in Ohio than Oklahoma.
The Dave Nemo Show is a lively mix. It's gotta be. As one trucker tells us, guys like him keep guys like me awake. There are jokes and NASCAR results and trucker-tailored ads.
If you've ever gotten stuck trying to reposition a slider, you'll love the powerful quick-draw pin-pull mechanism on Hendrickson's VanTrack slider system. Throw away your hammer. Forget tugging and jerking that handle.
There's always a daily topic and an invitation to call in.
Who was the greatest, in your opinion, the greatest of all the television cowboys? Bat Masterson, maybe, or Paladin? Well, if you have an opinion along those lines, give us a buzz.
And opinions there are in abundance.
And Constipated Duck with Trucks Incorporated is with us on the line right now. Good morning, Mr. Duck.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good for a Monday, not too bad.
Yeah, me too, I guess, yeah. What was that guy's name with the bad eye? He usually plays the bad guy, you know, character actor.
Mm.
Called J.D. in one of them.
I can't answer that. Somebody will, as you know.
Yeah.
If there's one thing Dave Nemo knows, it's that truckers like Robbie Tripp are listening with answers and cell phones at hand.
Hey, Mr. Nemanoid. How are you, sir? The guy that Duck was talking about was Jack Elam a few minutes ago.
Robbie Tripp says he rarely turns on his CB radio. He can't stand the trashy talk. So instead, it's Dave Nemo helping the hours melt away.
My coffee cup is empty, boys, and though I hate to part, the clock tells me it's time to go, so I guess I'll have to start. Until you see old Joe up here, and I sing the blues, my friend. Oh, when I drive a truck all night, I'm worn out at the end. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay.
Ah, yes, indeed. Going way back down the turnpike of Truckin' Tunes to 1951. And that was Joe Cannonball Lewis.
And soon it's 3 in the morning. We've pulled into Nashville outside Dave Nemo's radio studio on Music Row.
Yeah, how are you?
Great, great, man. It's good to see you after all these years.
Dad, how you been?
All right, man.
All these years,
can't
you know?
Can't believe it. Can't believe it.
So.
Dave Nemo has come outside to meet us during a station break. He's 52 years old, with a gentle manner, bright blue eyes, and neatly trimmed salt and pepper beard. Inside the cocoon of his glossy modern studio, Nemo is alone, as solitary as the truckers he talks to each night. As the show rolls on, he's a one-man frenzy, scrambling to pluck CDs off the rack, punch up the weather on the computer, field phone calls during a break, unfailingly polite.
Hey, good morning, Dave here. Man, pretty good. How about yourself? Wait, don't tell me now. Hold on just a second, okay? Oh, I'm gonna get you right on here. Hold on.
Well, we're featuring Earl Thomas Connolly this morning for no particular reason. Hey, let's get back to the phones here real quick. Robert with Bell South is with us down in Jackson, Georgia. Robert, thanks for being with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, real good, man. Thanks.
Could I make a request?
Sure.
I have not heard the song by Hank Williams, I've Been Everywhere.
That's Hank Snow.
Hank Snow.
Yeah, and
I just remember hearing that when I was a kid. My dad used to play it. He was a truck driver, and I've just hadn't heard it, I guess, probably 15 or 20 years.
Well, it'll be less than 10 minutes before it comes on.
Nemo wheels around in his chair. Sure enough, he's got that. And over the airwaves, it goes.
Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, Canada, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Arkansas, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Cradle Lake, for Pete's sake, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere.
Dave Nemo has never been a trucker himself. I'm a radio guy, he says. He started doing radio in college in New Orleans. During Vietnam, he had a night show, Nemo's Nightbeat, on Armed Forces Korea Network. Then back home, this trucking show started up. Nemo's been talking to truckers now for nearly 30 years.
Every day I get emails saying, we love the show, I drive at night because you're on. I fight with my wife to see who's going to drive at midnight. I start driving at midnight. When I hear your theme song, I know I can make it to sunrise. That's pretty cool, you know? So, yeah, it's my life. I mean, it really is my life.
She's got a big heart. Well, there's one from Rodney Crowell. Sorry about that. This is Dave Nemo, and it's great to be with you as we go motoring
the
into
the sky Monday. Will be just early pinking up as Dave Nemo leaves the studio. He'll be in bed by 6 in the morning, then back at midnight to start the conversation again with his family of truckers.
I think we've got Chaser with Leach Brothers back on the line. Is that you, Chaser?
Yes, sir. This is me.
Okay, that was my fault, by the way. I pushed the wrong button. Where are you right now?
I'm just about
truckers on CB. Singing truckers.